you ever get crazy thoughts?
Yes.
Like thoughts where you think there must be something wrong with you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with me. I think everyone gets them, but people don't really talk about them because it might make you sound a bit nuts.
Thoughts that just pop into your head from nowhere.
Yes.
I was walking down a street near the Hyatt yesterday, and there was a guy cleaning the upstairs windows outside.
Oh, yeah.
On a ladder.
Yep.
And I just had the urge to go up and start shaking it.
Well, like literally trying to kill the man?
Just shaking it. It just popped into my head. And I could actually imagine myself doing it. And there were people sitting outside a restaurant just down a little bit. And they were eating and laughing. I just wanted to knock their table over.
That'd be quite funny, though.
I have that all the time. All the time.
What are we talking all the time? Like every day?
With these crazy thoughts that just pop into my head.
Every day?
Yeah, every day.
That's a lot.
You just don't do it, though. You just think it, but you don't do it. And that is what separates the psycho from the functioning psycho.
So you're the functioning psycho.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday morning. High FM.
Have you got his phone number?
Yes, I do, actually.
I know I've got his phone number.
What have I got him in under?
I've got him in as, I think, emergency. Hang on, let me have a look here. Emergency. Oh, yeah, here we
Right, sorry, I've just found a contact in my phone. Captain Excellence. Who is that?
Oh, can we call Captain Excellence?
Do you want to call Captain Excellence?
Yeah.
It's not even spelt right.
You must have put that in.
I'm not sure if I want to know what that is. Captain Excellence.
Come on, let's call Captain Excellence.
Okay.
Come on. I'll do the talking, if you want.
Okay.
Oh, George is passing
Look
me.
How it's spelled.
When did you... Oh, hang on. Oh, hi. Right. Captain... Captain Excellence. All right, it is an Omar number.
Oh, no. This could be anything.
I know. You have no idea who this is.
No, I don't recognise that at all. I don't know how that got on my phone.
This is really good of you. I cannot wait to find out who this is. Okay, this is somebody that's in George's phone. It's ringing. And she has no idea who it is. It's Captain Excellence. Please answer, Captain Excellence. Please. Oh, come on. Please.
Oh, come on. I've literally no idea what's going to happen.
Come on, Captain Excellence. This could be when you went through your pilot phase. No? Well, I don't know.
That was a long...
I know.
My pilot phase, terribly unsuccessful.
Captain Excellent isn't so excellent. It's not going to answer. No, nothing.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
It is, isn't it? I completely forget who we were going to call now.
The government alien man.
Right, let's give him a shout in a bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
I was caught in two minds to just go straight into this bit or do the housekeeping first.
What's the housekeeping?
Well, it's High FM. Hi, it's Robin Banks here.
George Ryland here. Okay, yeah, no, let's not do that. Let's just go straight into the story.
I read this last night, and after I read it, I wrote this thing about you, which I find hilarious.
Okay.
There's a new study on men, women, and driving. And one thing is really clear, men and women react to aggressive driving very differently, okay? So the top five worst things men do are illegally passing other cars, road rage, bad parking, texting while driving, and making awkward three-point turns.
Right.
Top five worst things women do. Making three-point turns, taking selfies behind the wheel.
No, bad.
Texting while driving, going the wrong way down a one-way street, and bad parking. And 84% of women get turned off by a guy who's too aggressive or dangerous when he drives.
True, true that.
However, and this is where it gets really interesting, 52% of men say they actually get turned on by a woman who's a little bit crazy behind the wheel. So there you have it, George. You can thank me at your wedding. Just get them into your Jeep, drug them if you have to, then drive. Normally.
Drug them if I... There's so many offensive things about that. I'd have to drug a man.
Drive normally. Yes.
Rude.
Hey.
Ahoy.
Wind your window down.
Wind your window down.
Why, is it your first time in a car or something, is it? Wind your window. Oh. Sorry. Now it makes sense.
Hey, you in the car. Don't know what you're doing. Pick a lane. You got no clue. Where you going? Talking on your mobile phone. Listening to your girlfriend's problems. I know what you are. What you are, lady. Look at you with the radio turned way up. In the rearview mirror, driving while you do your makeup. The wrong way up a one-way street. A tall latte between your knees. I know what you are. What you are, lady. Woman driver, woman, woman driver. You're a woman driver. Ow, you're a woman driver. You're a woman driver, lady. You are. Can't parallel park. Woman driver, woman driver, woman driver. Girl, I try the front. I know you take text while you drive. Girl, I try to text. Just pay attention when you drive.
Oh, traffic slowing down. Wouldn't you know it? Look, it's your woman driver.
Speed while you drive, gonna try and lie. Just put the baby down and drive. Woman driver, woman, woman driver. You're a woman driver. Ow, you're a woman driver. You're a woman driver, lady. You are. Can't parallel park. Woman driver, woman driver, woman driver.
You got to get
the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
You like ice cream, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, everyone loves ice cream. What's your favourite flavour?
I actually like a really nice vanilla, but with something else thrown in, like some bits of chocolate.
Oh, I don't like bits on my vanilla. I am just a plain vanilla.
So if I chucked a bar of Dairy Milk in there, you wouldn't like it?
I'd probably eat it.
Oh, do you remember Ice Magic?
No, what's Ice Magic?
Ice Magic's like this chocolate sauce, so you put it on your ice cream,
yeah,
and you could either let it go hot.
Oh, I
or
do!
Or you could have it runny.
Yeah. I did like that, actually.
Good times.
As a change, I like that. Baskin-Robbins did a survey, and when you have your ice cream, let's say you go to a shop and you get an ice cream, and they give you the choice of getting it in a cone or a tub.
Cone,
right. Same
or
as me.
Food.
Yeah. Baskin-Robbins found that people who get ice cream in a cone are optimists, and people who get it in a cup are realists, and people who get ice cream in a 5-litre tub are me and George.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Well, I was going to try... This is not Captain Excellent that I'm going to try now.
No.
This is Secret Government Alien Man.
I love this guy. He's so nice.
Well, we haven't spoken to him for ages.
He knows a lot.
Yeah, he does. But he can't tell us.
No.
But he does...
Allude.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah. And
the Swiss connection.
We haven't heard from him for ages. He used to call all the time.
Hello.
Secret Yay! Government Alien Man. Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Really good.
But we missed you.
Yeah, hence the phone call this morning. Because you used to call a lot, and now...
Yeah.
It's like you don't call, you don't write, you never text.
Well, Mr. Morris is taking over, so I like listening to him, really, every day.
What?
So he's taking my turn, and I mean, playing around with you guys.
It's not funny.
He's famous, you know?
You don't joke about stuff like that.
Ever.
So listen, Secret Government Alien Man, everything is all right in your life, yeah?
Yeah, everything is all right. Thank you so much for that.
That's all right. We're only calling because we're a bit worried. Any secret government alien stuff that you can't tell us about?
No, nothing. Nothing really.
Been on any trips?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Because the last time you called us, you were on a trip that you couldn't tell us about.
Yeah, I wanted something, but you didn't give it. You didn't give that to me.
You wanted something?
What? A song.
Oh, you wanted a song?
Yeah. I asked for the song Gold.
Gold! Always believe in your soul. You got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe it.
There you go.
Well, all my dreams came true now.
Thank you.
Come on! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm easing people back into the day and back into the show. I just turned on now to being off for Eid.
Oh, you're all heart, you are. You're so thoughtful.
Need to be eased back into it.
Eased back in.
Can't be shouting good morning. doing what we did like last week.
Bees.
We
need to talk bees.
Yes, we do.
Not with your weird bee noises.
I've got them ready.
Actually, bees.
You just give me a cue
don't
for that.
Don't need them. It's all good, but thank you. This is a man in Canada who set a new world record for wearing a bee beard.
Oh, that makes me feel funny.
So if you can see in there, he's basically just got a head covered in bees.
Yeah. Oh, that's his head. It just looks like a mound.
This is Juan Carlos.
There's a woman behind with sunglasses looking in going,
They got 100,000 bees stuck them on this dude's face.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. He broke the previous record by nearly 8 minutes. He had these bees on for, guess how long?
Oh my God.
So what was the total?
These are nutters that I have no idea. I don't know. Did he go for half an hour?
Over an hour.
No.
Over an hour.
You'd be bored. You'd be bored. You'd want to sneeze. Surely you'd want to do a little scratch. That's what I'd do.
I would be losing my mind. I don't think I'd come out the same person. He said as well afterwards, he hasn't really done this type of thing before. He only tried it twice.
What?
I know. What I really love is the reaction of the crowd when they take the bees off him.
5, 4, 3.
And it's all a bit late. It's like, woo.
Yeah.
And then.
He's still there. And now he's being held up. Some dude is coming over like he's blind because obviously he can't see anything. He's now standing up. He looks like the elephant. He just jumped up and shook them off.
Yeah.
And the crowd is just standing up. They're not really doing anything. This dude's just been covered in bees, George.
And all they could talk about is his hair. Can you hear them? They're going, his hair's perfect. His hair's always perfect. There's not a hair out of place. And that seems to be more impressive to this crowd than any of the bees. I don't think these were the bees.
These are the bees.
I think these are different bees.
These are the bees.
These are different bees. These bees are actors. Not these bees.
These are great bees.
These are not the bees.
Hang on. Here we go. And...
I said I didn't want these bees.
We're easing in. These are easing in. And now falling asleep, bees. And...
These bees are making me tired. Are we trying this dude again?
Yeah, of course.
What a find.
All right, this is a number in George's phone that she has no idea who it is. And it's Captain Excellent.
Yeah, you'd think you'd remember Captain Excellence, wouldn't you? Some jokers put it in my phone when I wasn't looking.
No, I think it was most definitely you, and you know it was you as well.
Oh, no, because I can spell excellence.
Unless you were.
No.
You know? No?
I can always spell excellence.
Unless you were all thumbs. So you should talk to this person then.
No.
Say,
No, I want you to say, is that Captain Excellence?
All right, okay. Leave it to me. I'll sort it out. Can I be your husband? And I'm going down your phone.
Yes.
And I found this number.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'll do that.
That's amazing.
Please answer. Come on. I'll be really mad. I'll be angry. But she said she was single. Oh, come on. It's going to ring out again, isn't it?
Captain Excellence always ruins everything.
There's people messaging in now. Oh, please answer, Captain Excellent. No answer. Oh, what are we going to do?
I don't know what we can do apart from just keep calling. We'll just call him every day until he picks up.
Every day at this time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I am confused.
Confusion music.
How does something like that happen?
Thank you.
It's all right.
There's a list here of restaurant faux pas.
Okay.
Now, some of them I get. You shouldn't click your fingers to get the waiter's attention. That's rude.
Yeah, very.
Don't tuck your napkin into your collar. It makes you look...
Oh, I do that. I tuck my napkin up there.
It's kind of different when you do it, though. It's like a comedy routine, you know?
Is that what you're thinking? It's not meant to be.
Well, it's out of touch with class, your outfit.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I mean, it's just generally never run away without paying.
Oh, of course not.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, act like an adult. But the one that I don't understand, because I always thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Apparently you shouldn't make the signing gesture for the bill.
Why not?
Well, exactly.
Everybody does that.
Because otherwise, what am I going to do? Have you come all the way over to my table and they go,
Bill please.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
This will make you think. This is a Tumblr post.
Yeah.
Saying, I wonder if magic is real, but only in a really mundane way.
What do you mean?
So the theory is, yeah, like, everyone has a little bit of magic, something that they can do.
Magic.
So this person is saying, like, they can always switch back to the channel they want right as the ad's ended. You know, when you surf during the adverts.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Or their brother can copy origami just by looking at it.
Okay.
Someone else, like, ran track for 5 years, ankles never twisted even though they fell down holes and things. Or someone that makes better coffee than everyone else.
Or when you're thinking about a person that you haven't spoken to for years.
And they turn up.
Yeah.
I've had that before. Or like, this one's the same as me. I drop my phone a lot.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And it's fine. Yeah. I drop it a lot. Tiles, yeah, concrete, that, everything.
That's not magic though, is
no,
it?
No, but other people, they drop it, screen smashed
bang
instantly.
Yeah, always.
So what have you got that you're always lucky with? Me as a co-host.
I think I'll press the button and get out now.
I would.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with
High FM. This is High FM. According to this that I read last night, spending 2 hours a day or more in your car makes you dumber.
Really?
Yeah. It literally reduces your IQ sitting in the car that much.
Why?
They say driving is mentally stressful and fatiguing.
It is.
And then when you pair that with being sedentary for so long, it causes gradual declines in your brain.
I wonder if having someone in the car with you makes it worse as well.
To put that into terms that you listening will understand, car bad, make dumb. Are you telling me that listening to this sheer brilliance that we spew every weekday morning on the radio isn't making people smarter?
I refuse to believe it.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hiya. It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland. Went to pick up my TV yesterday.
Oh, right.
And you know, I tried to basically force Jish to volunteer to help
yes
me. And he ignored me.
And now he's gone to India for a month.
Yeah, coincidence.
Yeah, I know.
So it turns out, didn't need anyone at all. TV's super light.
Oh, brilliant.
Literally under one arm. La, la, la.
Oh, great.
But the lovely man that I got it from, he helped me, brought yeah it all down to the car.
Okay.
So I also got an ironing board and some other stuff, filled up the Jeep. Yeah. And so for people to go, Is that your one? Yes, the tank.
Yeah, the big one.
I drove the beast.
It looks
basically
great.
Basically for moving purposes.
Brilliant.
So we got this all in there. Or he did, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
He'd been listening to the show.
Oh, idiot.
And he said, "Oh, it's the red Jeep." It's not really red though, is it? It's
no
more like a girly red.
Oh.
Yeah, no, okay. That's, no, but it is. It's maroon.
It's lovely.
So then I go to get the car. Thank you very much. All the bears, etc. He goes, "You should be fine. Just don't drive like you normally do."
Oh, mate, he has heard the show.
How does he know?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Now it's time for the thing that we did yesterday. George found a number in her phone and has no idea who it is.
No, I mean, we all have, you know, like a Dave and a this and a that. You think, I'm not really sure. But Captain Excellence for me really did stand out in my phone book.
And you didn't put it in there.
No.
So somebody must have taken your phone and put it in. Perhaps on a night out.
Perhaps.
Maybe when you've gone to the bathroom.
Although it is locked by my fingerprint.
That's what I was thinking yesterday.
Still.
So who is and how did Captain Excellence get in your phone? Yesterday, two times it just rang out. And it's going to...
Hello.
Hello, is this Captain Excellence?
Yes, good morning. Hi, George. Morning.
Have we woken you up, Captain Excellence?
No, I'm still roaming around in Dubai at the moment.
Oh, you're in Dubai? Okay,
ooh,
nice.
Fancy.
Captain Excellence, are you a pilot?
Oh, yes, I'm a marine pilot, yes.
Boats?
A marine
pilot?
I
think I know who this is.
Do you know who this is?
Yes, this is Robin and George, no?
No, 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 not you, us, you idiots!
So this is Frankie, I remember now.
What?
I took Frankie's number because Frankie has the most amazing laugh.
Hang on.
It's a different league than mine. We need you to laugh, Frankie, really loud.
Hang on.
No, right, it goes into a Frank Bruno kick in it.
Captain Excellence.
Yeah.
Did you put your number in George's phone?
Oh, yes.
You did? How?
Oh, yeah.
How? Was she at the toilet?
No. We were together, actually, camping at Sifa.
Are you camping at Sifa?
Yes. I heard this man laugh, and I was like, I did you on the show. Put your number in my phone.
Now you remember.
Yes.
So you didn't steal George's phone, you didn't put the number in, there's no story to go along with it?
No story at all. It's all good stories.
Just because he's got a Frank Bruno laugh.
He does sound like that, doesn't he? Captain Excellence. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock at the door.
I don't even have to try.
All right, listen, it's been beautiful. Thank you so much. Now that mystery has been solved.
Thank you, Captain Excellent.
It's Frankie,
thank
isn't
you
it?
Very much. It will work in advance for everyone.
See you later. You have a good one.
Bye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I'm irritated.
What's up?
I've just read this headline.
Oh, phew, it's not me.
Brad and Angelina are consciously recoupling.
Did you not hear that?
So they're not just getting back together like other people, it's different.
No, you've got to be all Gwyneth Paltrow on it. Have you seen Gwyneth Paltrow's website?
It's
Goop. It's being investigated after claims of deception.
There's been a number of issues related to Goop, I believe, and some of the advice it's been giving out.
The most deceptive claim is when it calls its founder beloved actress Gwyneth Paltrow.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Hello, High FM.
Oh,
90.
Not this early.
5.9.
Really?
Yeah.
This early? Why are you up this early?
Because I have to take my kids to the school.
Oh, yeah, school's back today. My one is back tomorrow. Today is like...
Mine is starting today because they are from the government school.
All right, the government school is apparently a really good school.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
What
I've
time
heard.
Do they start, though?
They're starting almost at 7.
7?
No, I'm taking them. They're on my way. We're going to school.
Wow, you are just... It wouldn't matter how good a school was.
You know, the song that you put, it's hilarious music.
Hilarious music.
Yeah.
What about our chatter?
That bits must in be.
Yeah.
Music.
Forget about the music. Anyone can do the music. It's the bits in between that me and George are bothered about. Does that sit well with you?
Well, I believe that the road is too empty because everybody's not still. The people is not
ignoring us.
Online.
Yeah,
yeah,
they completely ignored that.
And
that's
people
nice.
Are ignoring because people still they're having Eid.
Eid.
Awkward.
So can I dedicate to my friend's birthday?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Farhan Naamani.
You're doing it anyway. Wow.
After all that.
I'm too fast, right?
Who are you?
My name is Farhan Naamani. I'm dedicated to myself.
To herself.
You've done your own birthday request.
Why
wait for someone else to do it?
Yeah. All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you.
Robin Banks.
I don't get paid in raccoon pelts like you buggers.
Le Georges is going to the IT premiere on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
We've been talking a bit about clowns, and clowns have been losing work because of the movie IT.
Yeah.
Proper clowns, good clowns, are losing out. I have an idea, and that is they should become taxi drivers.
What?
Because then they'd fit like 20 fares in their car at once and they'd make a killing, right? It's easy. You can have that one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Perhaps the funniest sound you'll ever hear is if you're in George Ryland's house and somebody comes to the door and puts their little finger up.
It's actually embarrassing.
Hits the doorbell. Inside, you'll hear this sound.
It's like a clown lives there.
Oh, my God. That's George's doorbell. Do you answer your doorbell if it rings?
Well, yeah, because it's always the people about the leak. They come every day and look at the leak and then they leave.
Okay, but if you're not expecting someone?
Oh, no, did it happen the other night? Yes, I do.
You do? Because I don't know, am I alone in my desire to avoid random moments of human contact? A lot of people, in fact, more than half of people say they don't like answering their doorbell when someone rings it.
I don't like answering it, but I do.
They're slightly more likely to answer if they have cameras installed so they can see who's there.
I think I'd be less likely to answer then.
If you're not expecting a delivery or friends, there's really no reason to answer your doorbell, right?
Yeah.
As I see it, it's just someone trying to sell you something, borrow something, or murder you. Get up!
Get up! This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, family pets listening, this is why you tune into this show. This is what makes this show different.
That's right.
The kind of material that George is about to drop on your ears right now. Here we go. Sit down for this, if I were you. I'd sit down for this.
I would.
Anybody in radio who wants to make it in radio, get some paper, get a pen, make notes about this. This is the kind of material you should be doing.
I'd get your phone out and start recording. I've got a new carrot peeler. And... it was cheap, right? I'm not going to lie. It was a cheap carrot peeler. I brought it from a cheap shop.
Yeah.
And I made this mistake before. But my friend was with me. He said, no, I've got that one. It's fine. Mm. So, okay, it's like about 500 baser.
Right.
I'll take a chance. So I wanted to peel a carrot yesterday.
Brilliant.
And I got this out and nothing. It turns out there was some sticky tape over it. So I took that off. I had to take the actual, not blade, is it, but the metal bit out.
The metal bit
wouldn't work at all. I was about to throw it in the bin. I thought, I'll just try it the other way round.
Well,
in case.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You see my thumbs? You see the big...
holes in them. They've got holes in your thumbs.
Yeah, turns out it's a really sharp carrot peeler. I bled everywhere. It's four band-aids
you
on each
idiot.
Thumb. Yeah.
There you go, my friends. That is the story of George's new carrot peeler.
You're welcome. In the morning, we gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi, FM. Oman.
Good morning.
Dude. It's us.
Yeah, I know, it's tough life.
Why are you being horrible to us?
What's been said?
Do you know what? After that...
I'm not horrible.
Yes, you were. After that girl that just ignored us, right?
I didn't ignore you.
I know you didn't. You've answered the phone. But after the girl who was just on the radio, NASA sends in a WhatsApp. Why is she nice to you guys?
Yeah, I know. Voices of the radio. Sometimes it gets into my head. And
I know.
I have two voices.
Along with all the other voices, NASA.
You know, we're actual people, though.
Believe it or not, when the voices in my head gets quiet, I think they're conspiring against me.
I don't know where to go with this, if I'm honest. I didn't expect this at all.
Hey, NASA sent in a video yesterday. You know NASA runs boat trips with people.
Yeah, I'm never going on, but I've got to be honest, NASA.
Why?
There's too many voices in your head.
Yeah.
To the rocks!
The rocks!
The rocks!
So, rocks?
Any rocks!
A rock here somewhere.
So NASA sends this video, right? So he's got a bunch of people on his boat yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's got the radio station, High FM, on in the background. So with a soundtrack to the boat. So he gets all his tourists to do a video for us. Right, let me just roll this.
That is it.
Good morning,
IFM!
Now, you know, and you can see it in their faces, they're disinterested. They don't want to do it.
Of course not.
It's like...
Yeah, of course not, because they don't know IFM. I was introducing them to IFM.
And this is their first time meeting you, and they're going, there's this crazy captain, and he wants us to do a video. Oh, no.
They were very happy.
Well, they'd have to be with you captaining that boat.
They were waiting for you guys to play it on the radio, but you didn't.
No, I didn't play it.
Yeah, see?
See?
You lost 11 people who might have listened to High
FM. 11? That would double our audience.
Wouldn't it, Charles? We can cope with those kind of numbers.
All right, NASA.
Anyway, they're awake right now and they're whining. Let me put on the radio for them.
So don't do that. Tune over to Merge. They look like Merge listeners.
Oh,
they do.
They do.
Yeah, they really do. See you later, NASA.
See you, NASA.
See you. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, buddy. What's the worst thing about dating apps?
The men on them. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
There's a new dating app that doesn't want people to make snap decisions based on somebody's picture. No, they want you to waste like 5-10 minutes of your precious time actually talking to them.
Ooh.
Then make a snap decision based on their pictures.
It's not just your face, it's also your personality. I don't like.
Have you heard this new app that's coming?
Haven't.
It's called Taffy, T-A-F-F-Y.
Why?
And when you're browsing through people's profiles, you can only see their name, age, and a headline about them.
That's not fun.
And you can't see their picture until after you've sent about 10 messages back and forth.
That means as well, you've got to really want to be on there because you've got to think of all those things to put. I bet you've got to write your own headline about, no, not for me.
Do you think if you go on to Taffy, that's it, you're automatically desperate?
Not necessarily desperate, but you're probably
ugly.
More committed to it. All right, ugly.
I'm on Taffy because I have a lovely personality. Oh, doesn't she have a nice personality? Oh, you should meet. Insert name here. Why? Lovely personality.
Looks like the back end of a bus.
The goal, of course, is to make it so people's personalities are worth as much as how they look.
Which is a really nice
thought.
It's not going to work, though.
Do you not think so?
No.
Not to make a snap judgment like we just did without more discussion, but I, too, am sceptical.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
Hi, I'm George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning. So moved into a new house.
Oh.
And there's lots of stuff to be done. Like,
yeah.
The kitchen's got to be basically ripped apart, but we're going to put that over there for the minute.
I started on that the other day.
Yeah, they're trying to blame me for that now.
What do you mean?
They said there wasn't a leak before I moved in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Leaks happen, mate.
Yes, and that's
so
what I said.
Just because there wasn't a leak before you moved in doesn't mean to say that they're not responsible for it, because they maintained the building.
Well, especially since it's under the tiles, I'm not sure how I'm being blamed for that. But there you go.
You're George Ryland.
Exactly.
This is what happens.
Yay. I do now have curtains in the lounge, though, which is awesome, because our very own Kathy Douglas came round last night to help me fit them.
Right.
So she's all like, you know, girl that can now.
Yeah, she is.
So she trots over, because she lives directly opposite me.
Yeah.
Trots over with her toolkit and her power drill, and she's really nervous, bless her.
Is she?
Like, she's up the ladder shaking away holding this power drill.
She's only little.
Yeah, I know. I felt really bad, so I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you do it? Then the power drill goes on.
Whoa.
And we're both like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yes.
What am I doing with this power drill?
And then we're like, ladies, let's do DIY.
Nice, nice.
We can do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it turned out we probably weren't going to be able to do this, and then we thought we'd go for it anyway,
and
they look awesome, apart from the fact I now need all the same curtains again because they're not quite big enough. So
oh, no.
That's like 100 reals on curtains. Yay! But we got a bit carried away with the power drilling and how empowering it was. And then we sort of got on to maybe a chainsaw might be nice next.
Whoa!
Yeah, so we're going to be going around MQ. Draw that tree down, lovely!
You should do that on the opening of It.
I'm just going to go with our chainsaw.
Hello, I've come to watch the movie!
Please ignore this jingle.
Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Want to do best friend story?
No.
Okay, you stay there. Well, no, you don't have to because you may not like this bit.
Okay.
If you haven't had your breakfast yet, if you're about to eat your breakfast, maybe turn away.
What's going to happen?
This is the best friend story. If you want to hear a story about a best friend, and you'll think after this story, oh my God, I wish my best friend was like this.
But this is going to put you off your food?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
In Norway, a guy dropped his mobile phone into the pit of a public toilet whilst using it.
Ew.
And the toilet was one of those outhouse type things with a large tank underneath. The man's friend, Kato Larsen, who's 20, said, do you know something? I'm slim enough to drop through the hole in that tank.
No.
Seconds later,
no.
He was standing at the bottom of the tank.
No.
With waist up to his thighs.
No, for a phone. I mean, what's the phone going to be like when you even get it out of there?
Then he soon realised that he wasn't slim enough to climb back out. He was down the pit for one whole dirty, slimy, stinking hour. The rescuers arrived. It took them about 10 minutes to get him out. They had to demolish the toilet. He says, and there's a quote from him here. He says, it was disgusting as hell. The worst thing I've ever experienced. Animals were down there too. I will never enter a toilet again. But the thing that gets me about this story is he was slim enough to get in, but not slim enough to get out. Was that because of the extra coating of something, do you think?
Oh, dude.
Enjoy your breakfast, friends.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.